At the end of the day, everybody has their own content strategy, right? So people will roll out content different ways. People have different forms of content that they will provide. But I'm showing you a few different individuals today just so that you will have a framework or an idea of what you can do and how you can roll these things out.
Welcome to Beyond the Ball Podcast.
What's going on, ballers, and welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and I'm excited today to let you know that this episode is sponsored by none other than the Podcast Launch Checklist. That's right, the Podcast Launch Checklist. So for all my student athletes out there, all my student athlete development professionals, all my coaches, those of you who are out there and been saying that you want to start a podcast, you want to launch a podcast, well, now is your time. The Launch Podcast is just for you. It lets you know 8 things that can help you successfully launch your podcast. All you have to do to get access to this podcast is just text the word podcast to 678-658-3627. Once again, you just text the word podcast to me, my number, 678-658-3627, and then you'll get instant access to that right there. But my friends, I know I'm excited. I hope you're excited because this is week 3. So we've been talking about LinkedIn, just diving all the way in, talking about the importance of LinkedIn. The first week, I talked about how we can leverage LinkedIn so that student athletes can benefit. The second week, I talked about ultimately how we can utilize our LinkedIn in a way to where we hit on the 4 C's, right? The 4 C's on LinkedIn, how we connect, how we celebrate, how we comment, and then ultimately how we just get it done, right? So that's what I talked about the past few weeks. And now today, I want to dive in and talk about content, right? I want to talk about content strategy for LinkedIn. What does content strategy look like for LinkedIn? And I'm going to give you a few people that you should connect with, or at least that you should follow on the LinkedIn platform, just so that you're educated and so that you can see the way that they're rolling things out. But let me preface this by saying this. At the end of the day, everybody has their own content strategy, right? So people will roll out content different ways. People have different forms of content that they will provide. But I'm showing you a few different individuals today just so that you will have a framework or an idea of what you can do and how you can roll these things out. So, okay, without further ado, I'm going to hit on these people for you today. So we're going to go here. We're going to open up the LinkedIn platform. So first things first, as we've seen this platform before, as we've talked through it, walked through a little bit, but I would encourage you, if you're listening, to type in LinkedIn.com in your URL search bar, LinkedIn.com. And if you would go to my page, right, you search Jonathan Jones and you looked at my profile and we're connected. As we're keeping the focus consistent today, and by the end of today's episode, you're going to know what type of content you should be posting on LinkedIn. You're going to also know at least 3 to 4 people that I would suggest that you at least follow on LinkedIn. And then from that point, then you can have a structure and have a way to where you begin to organize your content. Okay? So now we're on my page, Jonathan Jones. And if you scroll down a little bit, then there's a section where it says activity. Okay, you can see activity. And then you click see all activity, right? There's a button a little bit lower. It says see all activity. Then it prompts you to a few things. It says all activity, articles, posts, and documents. We want to go to posts because we want to see what type of content John has been posting. And then as we allow that to load up, one thing that you'll get from me on LinkedIn every morning, every single morning, or at least I try to do it every morning, I wake up after I read my daily devotional, then you'll see me post it on LinkedIn. Right there, you see it say Daily Dose, right? That's the scripture that I read this morning. And then we see some other items that I've shared. Racism is a public health crisis. This is on International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Okay. Then we see the other day as well, I posted a picture of the Four Agreements. This is a book that I'm currently reading. And the third agreement really hit me personally because it was entitled Don't Take It Personal. So I put that down here and we see I have 6 likes and I have 5 comments on this particular post. And then your question might say, well, John, why is it that you have more engagement on that post than other posts? And the reason that I would tell you is when you want to drive more engagement on a post, you want to tag a friend that you know that this post will apply to. This gentleman, Dr. Daniel Taylor, I saw he's been posting books past couple of weeks, posting books. So then I wrote, I'll admit this is one thing I struggle with. However, this book has challenged me on a personal level to self-assess in that area and a few more. And I said, have you read the book or does this book resonate with you? Comment below your thoughts. Then I said, read this one yet, Dr. Daniel Taylor? And then we got the image of me posting the Four Agreements. Then we had a lot of engagement there. So first things first, when it comes to identifying the content that you want to post on your LinkedIn page, you want to post content that is real, you want to post content that is relevant, and you want to post content that's actually a reflection of your own personal life, okay? So that's why you're going to see books if you follow me. That's why you're going to see scriptures. That's why you're going to see content of me speaking on video. That's why you're going to see my podcast content, because these are all things that I do on a daily basis, and these are things that I want people to know about because I feel that it can encourage them, it could enlighten them, but also at the same time, it might be a little bit entertaining, depending on what the platform is. So that's what I really want to just discuss today. Now I'm going to show you about 4 different people that you want to follow on the LinkedIn platform outside of myself, because they do a great job of curating their content. Okay, so first things first, if you haven't connected with me yet on the LinkedIn platform, I would encourage you just to do that because I'm here to help you, right? I'm here to serve and support. I'm here to be a resource. And then shoot me a message on LinkedIn, right? So connect with me. Then send me a little note, John, hey, I heard the episode that you talked about the 4 C's on LinkedIn and I want to learn more. Boom, shoot me that message. Of course, I'll accept you. We can have a conversation offline, see how I further can serve and support you. All right, good deal. But now we're going to go to the search column, which is the top far left-hand side. And up top, I'm going to type in a gentleman by the name of Malcolm Lemons. Okay, Malcolm Lemons was on a previous episode of Beyond the Ball. And when I had Malcolm on, he talked about Athletes Unheard, because he's the founder. And one thing about Athletes Unheard, this is a platform to ultimately help normalize the conversation around mental health. Okay, so we're going to scroll down Malcolm's page, and we're going to do just like what we did before, and we're going to go to activity. We're going to go to see activity, and this is just below the highlights section. This is just below the about section, just below the featured section. And then boom, we get to see all activity. Okay, so we click see all activity. Then we have the option. It says Malcolm's activity. We see it say all activity, articles. We see it say posts, And then we also see it say documents. We want to go and we want to see posts. Okay. So we're going to go to posts. The first post that Malcolm has up is a hashtag not NCAA property. And it shows an image of the gentleman from Michigan, University of Michigan. He has a shirt on that says hashtag not NCAA property. This post has yielded Malcolm 65 likes because this is relevant. This is what he believes in. He's all about advocating for athletes. In addition to advocating for athletes, then even a little bit lower, he's about advocating for mental health. And you see that on the second post that he has on his page, it's from number 32 of Ohio State. This is a young man by the name of E.J. Liddell, and he was receiving death threats after they just recently were eliminated from the NCAA tournament competition. Right? I really want to just highlight this because we see he's the founder of Athletes Unheard. Then you see him sharing blog content to the LinkedIn platform so that it can get out, so that it can spread to other people. So if we look down, if we look further down the line of Malcolm's profile, what we'll continue to see is him highlighting things on mental health, him also highlighting articles about athlete empowerment, and him ultimately just doing things in this ecosystem. So Malcolm Lemons is a person that I would suggest that you certainly follow, okay? So Malcolm Lemons is somebody that you should follow. Now, another individual that I would suggest that you follow, or at least check out her profile, the way she rolls out the content, her name is Hannah Hoosman, okay? And she is the mental performance coordinator at the Philadelphia Phillies. And she does a great job of rolling out content. Every Monday, she's going to hit you with a Mental Sweat Monday. Okay, so we're going to scroll down her page. We're going to pass the highlight section. We're going to pass the About section. Then we have the activity section. So we click see all activity. And then now, right at the top, what you're going to see is you're going to see her smiling and you're going to see her getting ready to give you the game on this Mental Sweat Monday. And one thing I can appreciate about her content is she's so consistent. She's so consistent every single Monday. Every single Monday, she's giving you a strategy, she's giving you an encouraging word, and she's ultimately challenging you to go higher and ultimately helping you to increase your mental skills, okay? Increasing your mental skills and just bringing awareness around that as a mental performance coach. So Hannah Hoosman is the second individual I would say that you should at least check out her profile. And then last but certainly not least, I want to bring up the content guru, if you will. And this individual needs no introduction, but I'm definitely going to introduce her. But if you have not taken the time to look up Nikki Saunders, she's an individual who helps personal brands grow a social media presence through content creation, strategy, and authenticity. She's the branding guru behind Eric Thomas, the motivational speaker, Dr. Eric Thomas, okay? So I would encourage you to follow her page, okay? She also is the co-host of Nikki and Moose podcast, right? So she's one half of that podcast. And we're going to scroll down. I'm going to scroll down past About. We're going to scroll down past Featured. We're going to scroll down to Activity. So now I want to click see activity, and then we're going to go to post. And one thing I just want to highlight about Nikki is an individual who creates content and curates content in a different way than anybody I've ever seen before, okay? And she's just so true and authentic to herself, right? Like she owns it. I believe Nikki's from New York. She's just so cool, right? She's just so cool the way she gives content. She just answers questions. She's like, what you got? What's next? And she just pumps out the content, point blank, period. So we're going to scroll down her page a little bit. It says Milestone Vibes, episode 25 is a special one. And down here, you see she shared the content from her podcast because she's now getting more active on LinkedIn because she's killing Instagram And now she's crossing over to say, well, let's leverage LinkedIn. She's killing YouTube. So now she's saying, let's leverage LinkedIn. So now you can just see she has the image graphic of her podcast talking a little bit about the reward of being you. We see we have the image of LeBron on here, DJ Khaled. We got Kanye on here, and then Nikki and Moose from the Nikki and Moose podcast. Okay? And we scroll down, and you see here, now she has some video content for you. Okay? Be the author of your own story. Start documenting the journey and stop leaving it up to media or what others say about you. As she's talking about the Notorious B.I.G. as the Netflix special just dropped on him. I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. And then now she has a tweetable or a quotable. There is no brand or content like yours. So there is still a lane for you. Reminder, friends, that's it. That's it right there. At the end of the day, when it comes to building out your LinkedIn profile, creating a level of visibility, and ultimately creating your own lane, just like Malcolm Lemons, he has Athletes Unheard, right? It's a platform, but he shares that content onto LinkedIn in addition with a lot of the other things that he shares and that he writes and images, and it's a mix-up. Then I also showed you all Hannah Hoosman. Hannah Hoosman, she ultimately shares the Mental Sweat Mondays. Every Monday, she's sharing a video, Mental Sweat Monday. Mental Sweat Monday. If you look up on Monday and you don't see a Mental Sweat Monday from Hannah Hoosman, then you didn't look up on Monday, okay? And then lastly, but not least, we have Nikki Saunders. Like I said, she's the co-host. She's the co-host of the Nikki and Moose podcast. And Nikki cranks out content a different way than the other individuals that I showed you, in addition to a different way than I even pump out content. But what I can appreciate about Nikki is she's showing you a different way that you can do content because she's a creative. Creatives ultimately share content in a way that's different from the quote unquote norm, right? So understanding that she's sharing video clips, she's sharing tweetables or images of tweets. She's sharing different things that you might not see other people share. So keep this in mind as you're getting ready to create your content. Keep this in mind as you're looking to position yourself on the LinkedIn platform. But I would encourage you, right? Because Nikki was the one who told me about episodic content. And that's why every Monday I release a Dear Student Athlete, because that's my episodic content, okay? So I do a Dear Student Athlete, Dear Student Athlete. So understanding that, what's one thing that you could do, right? Maybe do a Monday Motivation. Maybe do a Transformation Tuesday. If if you're fitness and you're working out. Throwback Thursday, right? This day in history, this happened. Whatever that thing might be, wherever you feel your lane is, just take some time with it. Really just take some time. Don't overthink it. But as you get more experience and as you start getting more active on the platform, you'll begin to see the benefits of it. And I know you'll be able to maximize it because I believe in you, right? And you really, you got a grasp on it. But just like I said a little bit earlier, I want to just remind everyone that today's podcast episode is sponsored by the Podcast Launch Checklist, okay? So there are a few things that you need to be successful when you want to launch a podcast, all right? And a lot of times people think they can go on Google and find this or find that, and then you're piecemealing all these different things together from what you thought that you knew. But ultimately, I made it easy, and I threw all these items in the Podcast Launch Checklist, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is just text the word podcast to 678-658-3627. Okay? One more time, 678-658-3627. Text me the word podcast, and I will get that checklist to you, my friend. I would encourage you all, if you have not followed us on YouTube, I would encourage you to be sure to subscribe and follow us on YouTube so you can get exclusive video content. Just go on youtube.com/JonathanJonesSpeaks And my friends, until next time, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you that this is Beyond the Ball, where we help you succeed beyond your degree. If you'd like to connect with the podcast on Instagram, be sure to go to Beyond the Ball Podcast and send us a DM, right? Let us know what you want us to cover. Let us know what you feel would be beneficial to you so that we can get that content covered. We can pump it out. We can shout you out. And we can be sure to thank you. But also, friends, if this episode was beneficial to you, share it with one teammate, two teammates, three teammates, five teammates. But at the end of the day, like I said, this is Beyond the Ball, where we help you succeed beyond your degree.